This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri v. James L. Gant, decided February 11, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent, v. WD86484, James L. Gant, filed February 11, 2025. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable Charles H. McKenzie, Judge before Division II, Alok Ahuja, P.J., and Edward R. Ardini, Jr., and W. Douglas Thompson, J.J. After a jury trial, James Gant was convicted of 6 felonies in the Circuit Court of Jackson County, unlawful use of a weapon, 2 counts of assault in the second degree, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. Gant appeals. He contends that the Circuit Court abused its discretion in overruling his objection to a witness's in-court identification of Gant because the identification was unreliable due to impermissibly suggestive circumstances created by law enforcement. We affirm. 2. Factual background. We review the evidence in the light most favorable to the jury's verdict. State v. Winfrey, 337 SW3D1, 3, Mo, 2011. Seen from that perspective, the facts are as follows. On October 12, 2022, officers JG and DS1 were called to investigate a claim of aggravated assault with a firearm. A woman informed the officers that she saw 2 men searching through her brother's vehicle. One of the men was Caucasian with dark clothing and long blonde curly hair. The other man was African American and wearing a white hoodie. She yelled at the men, and the African-American man pointed a firearm at her. The 2 men then ran away. Officers JG and DS searched the area, but did not find anyone matching the description of the 2 men. A short time later, the officers received a call that the 2 men were leaving the area in a black sport utility vehicle. The officers located a vehicle matching the caller's description and saw that a Caucasian male with blonde curly hair was sitting in the rear middle passenger seat, and an African-American man with dreadlocks was sitting in the front passenger seat. The officers began following the vehicle and decided to initiate a traffic stop to investigate. The vehicle started to pull over, then drove off quickly. During the subsequent pursuit, it exceeded 100 miles per hour. While pursuing the vehicle, the officers saw an African-American man's arm sticking out of the rear right passenger side window, holding a firearm. Multiple gunshots were fired from the rear right passenger window, first in the air, then directly at the officers. During the pursuit, one pursuant to paragraph 509.520.115 RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this memorandum. 3. A total of 20 to 30 shots were fired from the sport utility vehicle. The officers observed that the passenger in the rear right seat was wearing dark clothing. The vehicle took a sharp turn, hit a curb, and popped a tire. The driver, Z.O., pulled over and remained in the vehicle. The vehicle's 4 passengers fled into a wooded area. Law enforcement searched the area surrounding the vehicle and found 2 passengers, K.A. and K.T. officers, were unable to locate the other 2 passengers, despite searching for approximately 2 hours. Z.O., K.A., and K.T. were arrested. K.A. told police that there were 5 people in the vehicle. He identified the 2 remaining passengers as A.L. and a man known as J. Dot. K.A. described J. Dot as an African-American man with facial tattoos who was wearing a black hoodie. K.A. also informed police that J. Dot was in the profile picture on K.A.'s Facebook page. Law enforcement located a picture on Facebook of J. Dot New Wave. Police determined that J. Dot's legal name was James Gant. During a photographic lineup, K.A. identified Gant as J. Dot. K.A. stated that he and Gant told Z.O. to flee when law enforcement initiated the traffic stop of Z.O.'s vehicle, and that Gant fired at the police out of the rear passenger window during the pursuit. Z.O. was also interviewed after his arrest. He identified K.T. as the individual riding in the front passenger seat of the vehicle. He stated that the man in the rear passenger side seat was an African-American male wearing a black hoodie whose name started with the letter J. Zito told police that he had initially met the man a month earlier and that his nickname was either JB or 4JP. Zio also stated that shots were fired from all of the windows of the sport utility vehicle, with the exception of the driver's window. KT's and Gant's DNA was found on the trigger of one of the guns found near where the sport utility vehicle stopped. KT was the more significant contributor. On November 18, 2022, Gant was indicted on 6 felony charges: unlawful use of a weapon, 2 counts of assault in the second degree, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. Following his arrest, Gant and Zio were detained in the same JA.